Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Aribike.
We worship you. Thank you because you have breathed your breath upon our life. Thank you because you are experiencing a new change in our life. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to the second service. Thank you, Pastor, for the privilege once again. We are not taking them for granted. Once again, happy Mother's Day to every mother seated here. We celebrate you, and I pray that reasons for celebration will continue in our life and everyone that sees us as backbone. In the mighty name of Jesus. During the first service, we are able to define what bone is. And we say it's a strong part of our body. Very strong. That help us to move. That help us to carry different activities. And then we say bones, they have different functions that they produce. And then we have different types. We have the long bone. We have the short bone. We have the irregular bone and so on. And we are made to understand that in the woman body, when you are an adult, you have about 206 bones. They are brought together for you to carry out your activity. And then we move forward to define what is backbone is. We say backbone is that straight bone at our back that supports everything that we do. It is brought together by ligament. It helps us to stand straight. It helps us to move forward in whatever we do. And then we went ahead to read our text, and we're going to read them again. Titus chapter 2, verse 3 to 7. Titus chapter 2, verse 3 to 7. Older women likewise are to be reverent in behavior, not slender or slave to much wine. They are to teach what is good. And so train the young women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, pure, working at home, kind, and submissive to their own husband, that the word of God may not be rebelled. Likewise, all the younger men to be self-controlled, show yourself in all respect to be a model of good work, and in your teaching show integrity and dignity. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 27 to 28. Proverbs 31, 27 to 28. She looks well to the way of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, he praises her. Praise the Lord. During the first service, we look at some attributes of her backbone. We say backbone protects. And then we say backbone accommodates. It prevents damage to other organs. She preserves what is in her hand. It sits in good position. We say backbone grows and increases. Backbone never runs away from shifts or during unpleasant situations. We say backbone endures pain in the body. And then we went ahead to say backbone strengthen others. We want to continue to talk about more attributes about backbone. We say backbone support. Backbone support. Backbone never leave the family stranded. Never leave everyone around her stranded. She supports the activities of the home. She supports the activities of people around her. You know when they say behind every great family, there is a backbone. That is what I want us to know. If we see a family succeeding, there is a backbone supporting the family. If the backbone supports, ensure it lifts up the hands of the husband, lifts up the hand of the children, lifts up the hand of people that depend on her as backbone. She builds everyone around her. And the evidence is seen. The success is seen around everyone that look at her as the backbone. Then backbone is dependable. and you can confide in her. Backbone is the person that you can depend on, that you can confide in. She gives you shoulder to lean on. She opens her arms for you when you are in trouble. She's like a psychologist. You don't need to go to anywhere. Once you have her around you, you are able to pour her heart to her, and then she defends you. Backbone, despite whatever you pour to her, you can depend on her. She will not judge. She's the one that whenever you are in trouble and you go to her, when you are crying, she, what does she do? She encourages you, up away your tears, and bring you up again. That is the attribute of backbone. And then backbone is accessible. Backbone is accessible. And we can find that in Luke chapter 15, verse 1 to 2. Luke chapter 15, verse 1 to 2. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to him. Verse 2. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." That is what backbone do. It's accessible to both sinners, to those that people feel they don't want it again. She opened her arm and ensured that they come to her. They don't look at her from high and be thinking, "Oh, will I have access to this person? I need this person's help." She's accessible. As you can see in the record, that Jesus, despite the fact that the position he is, he opened up even for sinners to have access to her. And that is how backbones are. And we can find this even in Luke, that same Luke chapter 7. A woman, a prostitute, was with Jesus. We are told that she poured oil, expensive perfume, on his leg and used her hair to do what? To rub his leg. And then the account told us that she started crying. Why? Me as a sinner, this man still accepts me. He never looked at my sin, even though he's the savior of the world. He's accessible. How accessible are we as backbone of our family? How accessible are we as backbone of the nation? Are we the type that people see us as backbone, but whenever they want to reach out to us, they have to do 40 days prayer and fasting? Or are we the type that we say, yes, we are backbone of the family, but the children do not even have access to us? Those that depend on us do not have access to us. All we feel is, okay, as a backbone, I'm supporting the family, I'm bringing money in, I'm going in out, but you are not accessible. How accessible are we as backbone? And then backbone are available. Backbone are available. Our presence is felt. Well, it's a different thing for them to assess you. You are accessible, they can see you. But how available are you as a backbone? Have you been in trouble? You are stranded. And the only person you have to help you, you begin to call. And the next thing you hear is, the number you are calling is not available. Please try again later. How will you feel? Yes, I have access to this person, but this person is not available. I remember 19 years ago, I left Lagos to Abuja. Why? I want to buy a wedding ring. And I said, no, you won't choose for me. I will come. I will use my eye to see it. Then, I don't have phone. Who am I at that time? 19 years ago, to have this kind of phone. And he said, okay, I'll wait for you in the office. I will not close until you come from Lagos to Abuja. Once you just get to Central Wuse Market, opposite it, near it, that is my office, so I will wait. So when I got there, in the night, yes, where is Wuse office? Market. This is Wuse Market. So the office is around there. I went to the phone center. I called my husband line. They were telling me a story. The number you call, hey, where will I now go this night? Me, I only came with the transport that brought me and dropped me. We say, of course, the man dropped me and he has gone. So this night, what will I do? And I begin, he's working in the bank. He says, me, I don't know. The guy, the phone side, look at where I was making the call. Look at the office. But he want me to keep trying so that at least he will pick and I will be able to pay money. I keep trying. The number you are calling is not available. I was stranded. And after some more than 30 minutes, I just saw the guy coming. I said, this is him. He's not available. Thank God I'm not stranded. But you can imagine what I was going through at that particular hour. Where will I sleep? It's late in the night. I don't have money on me. What is ATM that time? Me, ATM. For what now? That will say I want to go and withdraw. Nothing. I depended on him. But then for more than 30 minutes, the number you are calling is not available. How available are we? Are we reachable in our home? Are we reachable in our family? Are we available to ensure that things go smoothly with our children? Or are we just mother that feels, yes, I support my husband financially, yes. I put money on the table with him, yes. Oh, children, we have our help, so let our help continue. Children, you are old enough to take care of yourself, just continue. How available are we in the life of people that depend on us? Our availability is key. Our availability in the life of those that depend on us is very, very essential. It helps them to grow. It helps them to know that, yes, I have someone that can support me. It helps them to, it boosts their morale. It increases their value in whatever they do because they know that someone is available to lean on when I'm in trouble. It made them to want to run back to you because of your availability. Remember, we said it's a different thing for you to be accessible. Yes, we have access to you. But now that we are together, are you available to listen to me? Are you available to listen to my jargons and console me? Are you available to correct all the mistakes that I'm making? Are you available for your husband even when he has issues? Are you available for those that depend on you as backbone when things are not moving on well with them? Are you available to help them out? Our availability is very, very important. Our availability is very, very key. And then when we are available, we should know who we are available to. We shouldn't stress ourselves being available to someone that is not ready. You have done, someone see you as backbone from a distance. And then you are there, but the person never appreciates. Please don't waste your energy. But then, those that you feel, no matter what, can you say you will not waste energy on your children? Can you say you will not waste energy on your sibling? You have to be available constantly to them. Our availability is key. It makes you to detect if they are going wrong on time and correct it before it becomes too late. And then the bone cares for herself and others around her. If you neglect bones, if you don't take care of the backbone, what happens? It becomes useless. The backbone will not be able to perform its functions as needed. And that is why we need to take care of the backbone. Take care of yourself. Observe rest. Do medical checkups. Ensure you are fit spiritually. Ensure you are fit physically. Ensure you are fit mentally. Backbone needs to be taken care of. If backbone is taking care of others, she or he needs to be taken care of. And then she takes care of others. She sees to their well-being. She never neglects their well-being. She is their caretaker, their teacher, their health instructor. She is their doctor, their nurses. She detects when things are going wrong in their health, both physically and spiritual. Backbone. She recognizes God's voice. And she stands in the gap as a prayer warrior. She recognizes when God is talking. And she stands in the gap as prayer warrior for her family. She's not just the type of, hello, let us pray in Jesus' name. As we go, I will go out to pray, you bless, in Jesus' name, we will pray. Boom, you go. She prays per second. She prays per minute. She prays daily. She prays fervently. She prays without ceasing. Prayer becomes what she eats per minute. You don't need a separate place. So God, and that's why we say she knows when God talks. When God draws something into her heart as a backbone, she will not say, oh, I'm in the office. Oh, I'm driving. Oh, I'm in the market. When I get home, I will lock the door and do that prayer point. It might be too late. A backbone, pray and stand in the gap at every second, at every minute. Recognize what God is telling her concerning people that depend on her, and she stands in the gap for them. She depends on God for their elevation. She depends on God through prayer. She stands in the gap for them. And when you see those she stands in the gap for, you see the results in their life. You see the changes in their heart. She doesn't need to be saying it about, oh, I stand in the gap for you. Oh, I was doing this for you. She do it secretly, but the result has been seen. As a mother, we need to be a prayer warrior, standing in the gap for our family, standing in the gap for those that depend on us. If you look at the story of Esther, she stood in the gap of Israelites. She said, if I will die, if I will perish, let me perish. But she didn't do it alone. She went praying. Before she could meet her husband, who is the king, she went to the Lord in prayer. She sought the face of the Lord, and the Lord heard her. Is it Hannah? She never ceased praying. She never gave up. We are told in our account that she kept going to Shiloh, and she kept asking for that specific thing. She did not give up, and we could see the result. Even when she gave birth, she fulfilled her promise, and we are told that God still blessed her the more. She stands in the gap. Even though her husband has other children, she did not give up. She ensured that what she wants was given to her through prayer. She stands in the gap. A backbone lives a sacrificial life. A backbone lives a sacrificial life. I told them a story about myself during the first service. When something wants to fall down, instead of me standing, what I did was to use my backbone to receive the pain. It happened on Tuesday. I used my backbone to do what? To receive the pain. I have to use my backbone as sacrifice. And that is what women should do. Or those that depend on you, you need to live a sacrificial life for them, because they depend on you. You need to do what? Live a life that is Christ worthy. You sacrifice. There are some things that you feel is important to you. But because these people depend on you, your children, your husband, your siblings, and those that see you as a backbone, there are some things you let go of. Just for a period of time. Sacrifice. Sacrifice. We look at Mary in fourth service. It was a sacrifice for a mother to see her son being hung on the cross. She was there. She didn't say, let me go home. She sacrificed. She sacrificed. She sacrificed the pain she was going through at that time. And later, victory became ours through the sacrifice on the cross. And then, a backbone has compassion. She has compassion. She's not strong-headed. She's not strong-hearted. She has compassion on those that depend on her. She's sensitive to those that depend on her, their needs. She has emotion for them. She looks at them with pity and make herself available and ensure that things work well with them. She ensures that she treats them well with her compassion. She looks at the needs of others around her and ensures she gives out to ensure that people are comfortable. She has compassion on people. And that is what a backbone should be. If you look at Dorcas, the record of Dorcas in Acts chapter 9, we are told that when she died, the widow did not give up. She cannot go. She is our backbone. If she go, what will happen to us? If she go, and then we are told that when the disciples come to pray, they were showing the disciples, see the cloth she made for me. They were showing evidence of her goodness. She has compassion on us. If this woman should go now, who will continue in this life? What I want to say is, as backbone, you need to have compassion, because believe it or not, those that depend on you, they are praying for your success. They are praying for your breakthrough. They don't want anything to happen to you negatively. Have compassion as a backbone. And then she is a spiritual guide. She's a woman of faith. Backbone do not give up. Backbone will not give up on that child that is wayward. Backbone will not take a no for an answer. She believes in the ability of people that depend on her. She encouraged them. She brings forth the ability in them. At times, those around us may not even know what they want. But the backbone will have that faith. She will stand up on her ground and bring out the potential in the person. When we look at the story of Mary and Jesus, she knows what her son can do. She knows why he came to the world. She knows at that place where they were having wedding, that of course, they've run out of resources. But this, my child, can provide. And then she activated that thing in her son. Come on, you can do this thing. Even though the son said, Jesus said, my time has not come. Oh, but I know you can do it. Do you want them to be stranded? Do you want the wedding to go sour? Do you want them to be disgraced? She activated that faith to begin the work in which Jesus was meant to do. And we look at this in the Bible. That was the first miracle that Jesus performed. What are those things, potentials in the life of those that look at you as backbone that you have seen? You are sensitive to it, but you allow it to die dormant. You leave it there. Can you just activate their faith? Join your faith with their hope. Encourage them to spring up. Do you have a child that you feel is dormant? There is no child that is a dundee. There is no family member that is a dundee. But there is that thing that the child needs for you to activate that weakness in her. For her to come out with that strength. Activate the faith in the life of those around you and stand with integrity. A backbone is a woman of peace. And she ensured that everyone around her succeeds. She ensured that everyone around her succeeds. She ensured that she sees success in the life of everyone around her. She doesn't give up. I remember one of my daughters in this church. It got to a time she was following another road. If she followed the road, I will follow her. Mommy, is not like that. My results, I take money, go back. I was like on her neck. But now, we are free to each other. We fought it together. You can't be under my roof. You can't be under my watch in TCI. And this will be happening to you. We fought it until she becomes successful. A backbone ensures that those under her succeed. And when they succeed, it's her pride. She's happy about it. And again, backbone bent. Remember in the first half, you said backbone keep increasing. For you to get to a stage, the backbone will not increase again. It will just stay where it is. And those people that the backbone were nursing from childhood, they begin to come up. Before you know, they are at the same length. Before you know, if you are not careful, those that you carry and they were telling you congratulations, you are looking at them up. Now, when the backbone bends, and the backbone cannot do anything again, have you made provisions for those that are looking upon you? When the period comes when backbone cannot do anything again, when the period comes when backbone cannot climb the stair, when the period comes when the backbone will say, can you just lift this my hand and help me to the toilet? What happened to those that depend on you? And that is why you need to be a mentor to them. You don't just continue to be backbone forever in their life. Teach them how to go about it. Give them strength. Teach them how to be a backbone to others too. Bring them forward. Bring them up. Don't let them be such that when the time comes, when the backbone bends, it will not be a problem for you. God will not make our own to be like that in the name of Jesus. When the bone bends, when the bone is no more active, the bone should begin to prepare now towards that time. When others, the bone will see what he has done, what he has imparted in the life of others. And then he sits back. with happiness. Because at that time, the bone is no more strong. But the backbone has equipped other parts of the body. And the other parts of the body have been active, doing what they're supposed to do. She equipped them spiritually. She equipped them physically, mentally, what they need to do with the work of their hands. Morally, they are equipped. So that when she's no more, what she has imparted in their life continue. What happens when the backbone bends? Will there be regret? Will there be I die? No. What type of bone are you, mothers? What type of bone are you, sisters? What type of bone are we, TCI? Are we the bone that sacrifices? Are we the bone that is always available? Are we the bone that sees to the success of others? Are we the bone that see others happy and bring them up? Can we begin to ask the Lord, God, touch my heart. Lord, when the time comes for me to rest, I will not be running etta-skater out of my legging death as a backbone for those that depend on me in the mighty name of Jesus. I will not be weary doing that in which you have placed in my hand as backbone. And I will not disappoint you, Lord. That way in which you want those that depend on me to go, they will go that way. Help me to be sensitive to the need of those that are backbone, those that depend on me, those that see me as their backbone. I will not mislead them. I will not mislead them. I will put them aright in the way of Christ. Can you begin to thank God for what he has done for us today? Appreciate him. You will not go weary as backbone. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
You will not lose your backbone. In the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your amen. I decree you will not lose your backbone. Your backbone will not become useless. In the name of Jesus. Can you touch your backbone? Let me see. Is it this way or this way? Where does it start from? From where? To where? If your mom is still alive, we congratulate you. If your mom has left, what do we do to yourself? Some people don't know how painful it is. May you not know soon. In the name of Jesus. I want us to pray for mothers. Lift your right hand up. Every mother that is weak. Can we ask strength for every mother that is weak? Strength. We ask for strength. Heavenly Father, we come this morning and we ask for strength. For every mother that is weak. Every weak mother. Lord, we ask for strength. We ask for strength. We ask for strength. Lord, we ask for strength for every mother that is weak. We ask for strength. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. There is some things we never want any mother to tell any child. What you did to me, may your children do the same to you. We are asking some people to pray for mother. They are doing guy man in churches. Many of our mothers went through a lot of things to make us who we are today. And some of us want to give our mothers everything that we have. Don't let your mother go to heaven like mine before you do whatever you want to do. It might be too late. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hello, do you understand what I'm saying? Today, that which is in your hand that you have, you don't have to buy your mother an aeroplane.
A bottle of granite might be enough if that is what you can afford today. Don't wait tomorrow. Tomorrow might not come. Are we here?
Yes,
anything you need to give your mother now, give it to your mother. You know, I don't know if you have a mother that behaves like my mom. When you send anything home and she calls you to thank you, before she calls you to thank you, she has distributed everything you gave her to every other person. And while she is calling you, she is saying, Mama, this is here. I couldn't give her part of it. Send something for her also. So sometimes when you want to call, you call around 10:30. When you are sure nobody will be there, for anybody to now say, now come and ask. Lovely mothers that think about other people. But let's think about this. I have 5 more minutes. Let's think about this. Have you not heard about women being spoken about negatively? A witch. Ah, that my boss, a woman, she is terrible. But when we come to Mother's Day, we hear stories of everybody's mother is a good mother. But whose mother are those witches and those ones that are terrible everywhere? Who are? Whose mothers are those? They fell from they came from hell. Don't be a good mother to your children alone. Make the world a better place. There are many mothers that will not gen woman. I don't know the English translation. That will not enjoy the labors of their children or the blessings of their children because other people's children are cursing them. Please, I beg you. Because when we hear some things about women and other things, those people are some people's mother also. As a mother, don't make other people's children cry. Are we here? They gave you a good position. That's why people are fighting women from handling positions. Because one got there and messed everything up. And that person is another person's mother. So mothers as backbone, let us be mothers everywhere we are. Motherly feeling, motherly love, motherly affection, motherly act, everywhere we are. If we get motherhood right, every part of life in this country and beyond will be very, very, very easy. If you treat your children well at home, when you are outside in the market, when you are outside at work, when you are outside at the neighborhood, treat other children well so that nobody will be calling mother. What they call women, I can't even mention it in church. And those people are mothers. But they are good to their children. If they are good to others, everything will be okay. Yesterday, on Twitter, somebody posted something. I almost went for the guy. He said, when I stopped talking to my mother, my life started being successful. Under his comments, people now started writing comments about their relationship with their mothers. Terrible relationship with their mother. Not that somebody was saying, they themselves were talking about their mothers. One said he was looking, needed a pad when she had no job. The mother gave her money to buy pad. And like a week later, the mother asked for the money of a pad, even though the mother knew he has no job. The mother naked her in the sitting room. Neighbors were shouting and begging for pad. He said, now I live with my father and my stepmother. My stepmother is treating me better than my mother. The way you are, in fact, I'm talking about other people's children, Abby. Let's even talk about our children. Mothers, that your husband treated you badly must not mean you should take it on your children. That work was not right today does not mean that everybody around you must suffer. Did you notice that mothers that cannot handle their emotions, once their mood is wrong, everything is wrong in the family. They will make sure everybody suffers for that.
But there are some mothers, when everything is wrong,
nobody will ever know what kind of a mother are you. 10 years from now, will people be praising you? Or will people be cursing you? Mothers, I beg you, the way you want your daughters to be treated in their husband's house, I'm a Yoruba man, so I'll say in their house, nearly all common. Is that a good English? I don't know, but it's African English, you understand that? The way you want your daughters to be treated in your mother's house, treat your daughter-in-laws that way. How come everybody's mother is the best and we have people complaining about mother-in-laws? How come? So mothers should look into their faces and tell themselves the truth. You know, on Mother's Day, we need to come and just tell you are good people. But I don't know how I entered this realm. I'm sorry about that. For entering this realm. But let us be good mothers and backbones wherever we are. The Lord make grace available for you to do that. In the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone here. Everyone here. Everyone here. Every blessing released by your mother into your life that has not found fulfillment. From today, Mother's Day, let them begin to find fulfillment. In the name of Jesus. Two of my mothers pray the same prayer for me every time. One is gone, my biological one. One is alive. We thank God for his life. Alive. You will not die with pain. You will not die in shame. You will not die. You understand that kind of African word where you know fear translate. And the favorite one that I love, that both of them pray for me. Eora Anungba. What does it mean? You will enjoy mercy. I pray for everyone here. Because of what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. Everywhere you go, may you find mercy. May you obtain mercy. May men arise and show you mercy. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you favor, give you peace, give you mercy. Therefore, on the covenant of Christ, the solid rock, I stand here as his representative and I decree concerning you. Any negative word that your mother spoke against you, in anger, in the time of ignorance, intentionally or unintentionally, that is working against your destiny, today, the blood of Jesus revoke that word. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.